Listener Production.
Could we see the end of isolation rules in Tasmania? And the manhunt continues for two men in separate incidents in the state south. A bit of cloud cover today, heading to a top of 14 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. The Tassie Premier is standing with his New South Wales counterpart, bidding for the end of mandatory COVID isolation. Dominic Perrottet will use today's National Cabinet to call for Australia to scrap the compulsory ISO completely, while Jeremy Rockliffe says the change will have a positive impact on local businesses and the current workforce shortages. The manhunt continues for two people in separate incidents, police creating a task force to search for them in the state south. Robert George Greig continues to evade capture after the shooting of two police cars near New Norfolk on Monday night. No officers were hurt in the incident, but it was a close call with one bullet passing through the cabin, narrowly missing. The 33-year-old gunman is driving a blue Holden Colorado, but Commander Tim Dooley says it's believed he's modified the vehicle.
We suspect it could have been changed. Maybe some of the vehicle or part of the vehicle has been changed from that bluey colour to possibly a grey colour. But until we have someone sight the vehicle, we can't confirm that.
In a different incident, 30-year-old Bodie Savage remains on the run after escaping the magistrate's court following a jail sentence on Wednesday. Anyone who spots either man is urged not to approach them and get in touch with police. The state small business and arts community are banding together to support the government's Macquarie Point Stadium proposal. They're asking the community to back the proposal for a $750 million addition to the Hobart waterfront. Small Business Council Robert Mallett says it'll be a cash injection for the area.
It'll reinvigorate this area. It'll provide an opportunity for people to come to Hobart. It's on a waste ground at the moment. It has easy access to Hobart hotels.
While entertainer John X says we'll be able to host bigger shows here at home without having to go to Melbourne or Sydney.
You'll also get concerts, you'll get acts, you'll get big shows that tour in arenas that we normally have to jump on a plane and pay accommodation for somewhere else for.
But there's still some opposition from political parties as the date looms for a decision on Tasmania's own AFL team. And renters are feeling the pinch as the cost of living rises. The Productivity Commission's found that the government rent assistance is well behind the prices of the surging market. It's calling for the scheme to be revised to better target low-income households and to expand it to cover more tenants under stress. Essendon has announced Brad Scott as their new coach ahead of the 2022 season. In a statement, CEO David Barron says the Bombers believe Brad has all the attributes to a long-term coach of the club. James Bradshaw says it's a quality move from the Dons.
Very good appointment. The perfect person for that place, I reckon. He will drive standards and behaviours and values, as well as getting them playing really well on field.
Scott re-enters the ranks for the first time since 2019, where he spent a decade as a North Melbourne coach. And the Tasmanian Tigers are gearing up for the start of the Hockey One League. This season, superstar Eddie Ockenden is stepping aside from leadership to take on a coaching role, leaving the door open for new movement in the ranks. Josh Belts and Madeline Murphy are leading the teams as they take on Brizzy at home to kick the season off.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.